Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Braves wins are thirsty work, guys. That's why we go to Racetrack. They have $1 any size fountain beverages that pairs great with whatever, like a hot dog or a slice of pizza. Cold drinks, $1. Racetrack, whatever gets you going. We say good afternoon to Dale Murphy. Murph, it is game five. These are the games that you get defined by, aren't they? I mean, you could have a great series, but people remember game fives, and they remember game sevens.
Yeah, I wouldn't know personally about that, but I got the game three. I think you're right. I think, this club's going to be competitive for years and for next decade or however long Alex Anthopoulos is the GM and, you know, but you're right. I think this is just a pivot time for them, and it's a huge situation, a huge opportunity. We all know it; it's obvious, and it's a time to really. It's cool for the kids. You know, the kids are playing great. I know there's social media is so different now, but you know, fans enjoy this. This team was in the playoffs last year. They're in the playoffs again this year. I mean, they're so enjoy it, have fun. You know, we could be going on, we could be marching on, and it's a time to really, you're right, give yourself some identity, and then in the future, you know, they can say, hey, I've been in game fives. You know, it's cool, it's great, and here's what to do to the younger players, even though these guys are still going to be young. There's going to be younger players again, and say, hey, here's what you do in game fives like this. You know, you keep, you know, be yourself, go out there, have fun, relax. And, I can't tell you how much I wish I was there. I'm not in Atlanta, but I'll be there the next round.
And that's the thing, man, positivity. There will be a next round. Unfortunately, as you said, it was best of five when you played in the NLCS against the Cardinals, who went on to win the World Series that year against Milwaukee. And, Dale, you touched on it, trying to stay loose. How do you get loose? How do you prepare if you're Freddie, Josh Donaldson, Markakis? Combined, they're batting 145. That's where all the men left on base really are you're coming from. Your middle of your lineup just can't seem to get things going right now.
Well, and just like you and every other Braves fans that, are following the team. Yeah, I'm concerned. We got to a game five. I mean, it's the cool thing about baseball. You got kind of, your go-to guys in where the ball's going in basketball the last 3 minutes. You know what's going to happen in football. We got to baseball. You need the whole lineup. But to continue to march forward, we're gonna need the middle of the lineup, and I'm concerned. I think Freddie's battling the bone spur. I know he's not making excuses. I haven't been watching too closely, but I just can't watch every inning. I'm listening on the radio if I'm in my car, but I don't think Josh Donaldson is getting fastballs in the strike zone to hit. You know, he's a fastball hitter. I think the Cardinals have done a good job. So hopefully we can get Josh into some hitting counts and get him some fastballs. I think Nick's swing is okay. It just, hasn't fallen for him. But that's what, I've been thinking about Josh a lot. I'd like to see today, see if he can get some fastballs to hit.
It is our man, Dale Murphy, joining us here on Dukes and Bell as we broadcast from Murph's. By the way, you'd be happy. Great crowd on hand, by the way, for Game 5.
Great.
When you talk about the pitching and the pressure that goes with it, on a day like today where, you got an elimination game, what are you saying to Folty? Are you saying anything?
Well, if I was a funny guy, I'd trace figure out something to make him laugh, make him loosen up. You know, I think Krasnick will do that. I think he'll say, yeah, look, this is game five, all this kind of stuff. But, you know, instead of thinking about the pressure, think how lucky you are. And whatever happens, you're able to experience this. And not a lot of guys in the history of the game get to experience these kind of things. Sometimes we think it just is an automatic that, especially in Atlanta with the years Chipper had and all those years in the playoffs, that it's easy to get here and it's easy to win. It's just not that way. So I would try to, you know, talk to Folty and say, hey, you know, enjoy the moment. You know, maybe I could give him a hot foot or something. That probably wouldn't be a good idea, something like that for the starting pitcher. But, you know, give him something to loosen him up. And because if you're not enjoying it, you're stressed. And so think about how lucky you are to be in the position and have some fun. That's the only way you can loosen up. Pitchers' arms, you can't be tight. You can't force things. You've got to be loose and let it go.
It is Dale Murphy with us, guys. We're live at Murph's, his sports bar restaurant. Great food. They hit us up with the appetizer sampler, so we're feeling fat and fluffy right now, Murph. Dale joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So, Dale, yeah, obviously, I know the phrase is used all week, but all hands on deck. So you could see, you know, obviously we'll see Max Fried if, heaven forbid, Folty struggles. And, heck, you might even see Keuchel if you had to late in the game. But what do you think of how Snicker used the pitchers? I think we go back, we look at the first game, and maybe we could have done things differently. I think St. Louis felt they kind of blew things in game two. Do you look at it and say that that's just baseball? I mean, we're all looking for answers here, and I think some people want to yell at Snitker. We should be through this already, but I say it's not Snitker's fault when the guys aren't bringing guys in when the bases are loaded.
You're exactly right. Look, here's the deal. Just look at what Madden did with the Cubs in the World Series. And there are a number of things. You can go back with a number of clubs. You know, I think even before the game, he said when they won it, Lester was not going to come in with guys on base. And Lester came in with guys on base probably as early as the fourth inning. And then he left him in there too long. He left Chapman in there too long. They gave up the lead and the Cubs come back and win. Ryan Snitker's not making these decisions in a vacuum. He's got a game plan. One of the problems with the game plan is things don't always go according to plan. They got backup plans. He's got a bench coach. He's got a pitching coach. They're all talking about this, and they're doing their best. And baseball sometimes is so unpredictable. You know, you do your best with what you have. And so everybody just needs to realize that there are no geniuses running these baseball teams. They're just doing their best. And sometimes they do mess up. That's true. And sometimes, even if they mess up, the things work out. You know, it's just a crazy game, and I think that's the appeal of it. So the main thing is, and they can take the criticism, too, if it doesn't work out. That's part of the game. But I can continue to say there are no geniuses. They're making these decisions with a lot of information. And just doing with what they have. You know, if you're the Houston Astros, you know who your first three starters are. It's pretty easy. You know, everybody else is doing the best they can and putting, you know, who they think. So, but to get back to what are they going to do, probably, obviously, Folty will have a quick, short leash. And then they're just going to go matchups after that.
Hey, Dale, real quick, just as a follow-up, because of the guys we talked about with, again, Freeman, who's been your bread-and-butter guy, your team MVP, 300-hitter up until this year, you know, him struggling with Marquez, struggling with Donaldson, would you have ever liked the idea of bringing Dansby up in the lineup or dropping Acuna down, or you say, I don't want to mess? That'll even mess the guys up even more if we start tweaking that kind of stuff.
I would agree with you. I think right now, look, you've got to a game five with these guys. You start fiddling too much right now. It does kind of mess up rhythm. But you're in a game five. These guys have proven what they can do, and you hope tonight, today, they can bust out. I mean, this, you know, we got two good pitchers going, but you know, baseball's weird. This could be a 12-10 game. Who knows?
Right, right. Murph, it's going to be interesting. We appreciate you jumping on, as always. Brought to you by our friends at Racetrack. Let's hope we're talking about an NLCS appearance moving forward. But we'll get a chance to talk with you whether we're wrapping the season up or we're talking about potentially playing another seven-game series. Murph, thanks so much.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you. And go Braves. It's going to be fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.